to his paws and headed for the entrance. I'm going to get some fresh air. Squirrelflight hurried after the young Tom as he nosed his way through the brambles. I'm coming back, she called after him as he padded into the clearing. Jayfeather had seemed comforted by her presence. Maybe Alderheart, too, could sense her assurances in some way. He crossed the camp. Don't worry, she ducked after him through the entrance tunnel. I'll find my way back, I promise. Outside camp, a warm breeze tugged leaves from the trees. Alderheart paused on the slope and looked up as they showered around him. He seemed to be searching the canopy. What was he hoping to see? Squirrelflight's heart leaped. Was he looking for a sign from StarClan? A sign? That was how StarClan communicated with the medicine cats while they were awake, with an omen. Could she send him one? Something to tell him she was okay and was trying to get home? She looked around frantically. Could she affect anything in the forest? She darted among the trees and pushed through ferns, hoping to stir them. They didn't move, but a blackbird shrilled an alarm above her head. Could it sense her? She spotted it calling from the branch of an oak and raced toward the trunk. It fluttered away as she neared. She could scare prey. She spun around, her heart pounding. Alderheart was still standing outside the camp, gazing upward. She had to be quick. She zigzagged between the ferns, hoping to flush out a mouse. Bark splinters sprinkled her back. She looked up. A squirrel was bobbing along the branch above her head. A squirrel! It was perfect. If she could send it running across Alderheart's path, he might see it and wonder what a squirrel was doing so close to the camp. Prey was usually wise enough to stay clear. He would have to realize it was a sign. She leaped for the trunk and hooked her claws into the bark. Not long ago, she'd been chasing squirrels in StarClan. This was far more serious. She had to let ThunderClan know that she was trying to get home. The squirrel looked over its shoulder as she hauled herself onto the branch. Confusion clouded its gaze, but its pelt fluffed in alarm. If it couldn't see her, it could sense her. It raced to the end and leaped into the branches of the next tree. Squirrelflight chased after it, flinging herself from the oak, paws outstretched. Her heart leaped into her throat as she glided through the air. With a gasp, she caught hold of the flimsy twigs jutting from a branch and jerked herself forward, scrabbling onto the thicker wood beyond. The squirrel was near the trunk. It looked up. She couldn't let it climb higher. She had to chase it toward Alderheart. She pushed hard against the bark, driving herself forward, and leaped for the trunk. Startled, the squirrel turned, fear scent pulsing from it, and flung itself from the branch. It landed nimbly on the forest floor. Squirrelflight jumped after it, landing as softly as a shadow. She darted in front of it, startling it into turning, then chased it toward the camp. Excitement fizzed through her pelt as it darted past Alderheart. His gaze flashed toward it, his eyes widening in surprise. She pulled up and blinked at him. Had he understood the message? It's me, Squirrelflight. I'm coming home. Alderheart seemed to freeze. He stared after the squirrel. Then he shook out his pelt and padded back into camp. Frustration knotted her belly. Please understand. Was this what it was like to be a StarClan cat, trying to communicate with the living and never being sure if they understood? For the first time, she wondered how many signs from StarClan they missed every day without knowing. She sat back on her haunches. She'd done all she could. Her pelt prickled with unease. What if she could never get back? Would she be stranded in the forest forever, like the dead cats the sisters saw? She shivered and pushed the thought away. What had happened to the sisters? The battle seemed to have left the rest of ThunderClan unscarred. Had the sisters escaped so lightly? What had happened to Moonlight's kids? As her thoughts quickened, the forest blurred around her. She blinked, suddenly dizzy, and found herself in the sisters' camp. Startled, she looked around. Hawkwing was yowling orders to a SkyClan patrol. We'll build the warrior's den over there. He nodded toward a space between the birthing den and the den where Squirrelflight and Leafstar had slept, and that gorse bush will make a good den for the elders. MacGyver and Plumwillow sniffed around the gorse. MacGyver slid beneath the branches and popped out a moment later. We can dig out a hollow around the stem, he told Hawkwing. The earth is dry and sandy. It won't take long. Sandy Nose pushed through the fern entrance. There are plenty of brambles and vines we can gather, he patted toward Hawkwing. We can get the camp weatherproof by Leaf Bear. Good. Hawkwing looked pleased. Squirrelflight tasted the air for faint signs of the sisters. Where were they? SkyClan had clearly claimed this land as their own. Her heart quickened. Had they driven the sisters away? She hurried across the clearing and followed the trail of tattered bushes to the site of the last battle. Her tail twitched as she saw the cave where the sisters had taken shelter. It was a pile of rubble and stone now, branches sticking out like bones from rotted prey. She could see where earth had been dug out. Was that where her clanmates had pulled out her body and leaf pools? Hey! A mew made her jump. She spun, unsheathing her claws, instinctively dropping into a defensive warrior stance. Then she realized some cat could see her. She blinked as she saw the ghostly shape of a tabby she-cat padding from beside the landslide. She could see through it. She shivered, her pelt spiking. This cat was dead. The cat lifted her tail in a friendly greeting. You're new here! She dipped her head as she neared. Did you die recently? Squirrelflight bristled. I'm not dead. She lifted her muzzle. Really? The tabby reached out a paw and swept it through Squirrelflight's forelegs. Squirrelflight leaped away. Hey! Energy buzzed through her paws like the sparks from dry grass. You look dead to me, the tabby mewed. It's just temporary, Squirrelflight told her, while my body mends. Sure, the tabby sniffed, clearly unconvinced. My name's Blade. I'm Squirrelflight. Hi, Squirrelflight. Blade nodded politely. How did you die? I mean, she corrected herself. Get injured. Squirrelflight nodded toward the landslide. I was in there when it collapsed. I hope it didn't hurt too much. The tabby swished her tail. I got hit by a monster. I was dead before I could feel anything. Did you live around here? Had this cat seen the sisters? Close enough, Blade shrugged. I lived with two legs, beyond the hills there. She nodded toward the cliff face. You're a kitty pet? Squirrelflight blinked at her. Aren't you? I'm a warrior, Squirrelflight told her. Really? The tabby's eyes widened. Is that why you have such a weird name? She didn't wait for a reply. I've never met a warrior before, especially not a dead one. I wondered where you went after you died. I've only seen the sisters since I died. Squirrelflight pricked her ears. Do you know the sisters? Quite well. Blade sat down and began to wash her ears. They can see dead cats, she mewed between licks. I used to chat quite often with some of them. Who? One was called Moonlight, Blade told her, and I think another was Tempest? She looked unsure. Squirrelflight leaned forward. Do you know what happened to them? Those other cats, Blade jerked her muzzle toward the sisters' camp. They're warriors too, right? Yes, Squirrelflight's pelt twitched. When they came to look at the mess after the battle, they took the sisters away. They were pretty beaten up.
Did they take Moonlight away?
I guess.
And her kits? Squirrelflight stared desperately at Blade.
Yes.
Blade tipped her head. But no cat died, right? Squirrelflight was too anxious to ask. She searched the kitty pet's eyes. She'd have said if any cat had died, surely.
Where did they go? Blade shrugged. I heard the big gray Tom tell his friends to take them back to camp.
The SkyClan camp? Squirrelflight could hardly believe her ears. Of course, Leafstar hadn't let her warriors take part in the battle. If they were to shelter with any clan, it would be with SkyClan. Hope flashed beneath her pelt. Were the sisters safe at last? Thanks, Blade.
She turned and began to head for the forest. She had to see for herself if the sisters were okay. The valley became hazy around her, and the ground seemed to shift beneath her paws. A moment later, she found herself in the Sky Clan camp. She flicked her tail. This instant traveling was useful. She wished she could do it while she was alive. Pain burst inside her head like burning ice. She winced, her paws trembling beneath her, as it hardened and grew sharper. Closing her eyes, she stood still, relief melting inside her, as slowly it eased. What was that? Foreboding welled at the edge of her thoughts. She pushed it away. Perhaps Alderheart was trying a new treatment. She forced herself to focus on the Sky Clan camp, startled as Fidget Flake brushed past her, oblivious as she sent sparks fizzing through Squirrel Flight's fur. Squirrel Flight shook her pelt out as Fidget Flake ducked into the medicine den. Quickly, she followed, blinking as her eyes adjusted to the shadows inside. Moonlight was lying in a wide bracken nest, while Freckle Wish sorted herbs beside her. The gray she-cat's eyes were closed, and gashes crisscrossed her flank. Her muzzle was clogged with dried blood.
"Has she woken yet?" Fidget Flake asked softly.
Freckle Wish shook her head.
"I wish she were doing better."
She tore a bunch of dried marigold apart.
"I've put new ointment on her wounds, but the infection is hard to get rid of." "Her kits are doing well," Fidget Flake told her. "They're nursing happily, and Violet Shine says she's got plenty of milk now that her own kits are weaned. I've told Leafstar that she'll need extra fresh kill to keep her strength up."
"Good." Freckle Wish crumbled leaves into a pile. "How are the other sisters?"
"Quiet."
Fidget Flake glanced toward the entrance.
"They wish they weren't here, but they know it's the best place for Moonlight."
"I just hope we can heal her." Freckle Wish's eyes glittered with worry as she glanced at the gray she-cat. Fidget Flake stiffened and blinked suddenly at Squirrel Flight. Squirrel Flight froze.
"Can she see me?"
Her breath caught in her throat. Then she realized that the young medicine cat wasn't staring at her. She was staring straight through her.
"I can smell Thunder Clan," Fidget Flake frowned.
"It's probably left over from the battle," Freckle Wish told her. As she spoke, the entrance rustled. Tree poked his head in. "I'm going hunting. Does Moonlight need fresh kill yet?"
"Not yet."
As Freckle Wish got to her paws, Tree's eyes widened. Surprise flashed in his gaze. Squirrel Flight's pelt spiked with alarm.
"He's looking straight at me." Hope flashed in her heart. "Of course, he can see ghosts."
"Tree?" Freckle Wish narrowed her eyes. "Are you okay?" He blinked and shook out his pelt, snatching his gaze away from Squirrel Flight.
"Yeah,"
he mewed. He ducked out of the den. Squirrel Flight followed him out.
"You can see me, can't you?"
She followed him as he padded quickly across the camp.
"I can't talk to you here,"
he hissed under his breath. He led her out of camp and a little way into the forest. Scanning the trees, he halted. He stared at her, his eyes rounding with sympathy.
"I'm so sorry."
"Sorry?" Squirrel Flight frowned. What was he sorry about?
"That you died,"
he mewed.
"I knew you got hurt, but we all hoped you'd survive."
"I'm not dead yet,"
Squirrel Flight swished her tail.
"I'm kind of in between Star Clan and Thunder Clan at the moment."
Tree's ears twitched.
"I didn't know that was possible,"
he mewed.
"Neither did I,"
Squirrel Flight sat down.
"But apparently it is."
"Is Moonlight with you?"
He peered past her.
"She's been unconscious for days. Freckle Wish isn't sure she's going to make it."
"I haven't seen her,"
Squirrel Flight told him, wondering suddenly if Moonlight's spirit was roaming the forest nearby. As she glanced between the trees, another pain seemed to pierce her eyes and stab into her head. It burned along her spine, and she staggered, gasping at the intensity.
"Squirrel Flight?"
Tree stepped closer, alarm spiking through his pelt.
"Are you okay?"
"I don't know."
She took a breath as the pain eased a little. She was trembling.
"You started to fade."
Tree sounded scared. Squirrel Flight blinked at him,
her paws pricking. I don't think I can stay here. Had Alderheart found a way to wake her at last, or was StarClan tugging her back? Am I dying? Her heart lurched. If I don't wake up, she breathed urgently, as the forest began to glitter around her. You have to give Bramblestar a message. Tree leaned toward her. What? You must tell him to go on without me. He has to lead ThunderClan. They need him. Tell him I love him, and I'm waiting for him in StarClan. Tell Sparkpelt that I've seen Larksong. He's named their kit Flickerkit. They're with Firestar and Sandstorm. Starlight filled the forest, dazzling her. Tell Alderheart. Pain flared in her head once more, and before she could finish, darkness swallowed her. Chapter 27 Squirrelflight struggled to open her eyes. Weak light surrounded her, and she felt stiff stalks of bracken beneath her. Her head throbbed. Pain scorched her hind leg as though a fox were tearing at it. She tried to look at it, and paws slipped beneath her head, cradling it like a kit. Where am I? Was she home?
In the medicine den.
She recognized Jayfeather's mew. She strained to make sense of the shadows moving around her. Scents flooded her nose. Alderheart, Jayfeather, Bramblestar, the tang of herbs, and a sickly sweet scent that filled her with dread. The shadow shifted and became clear. She could see the roof of the den, and the gap where light filtered down to the pool. The paws behind her head moved, and she saw Jayfeather leaning over her. She flinched as he dripped sap into her mouth, then recoiled as the bitter taste bathed her tongue. It will help. Alderheart's mew sounded close to her ear. She realized, as he gently lowered his head, that his paws were the ones supporting her. She struggled to sit up, but pain split her head, and the fox seemed to tear more viciously at her leg.
Don't try to move.
Bramblestar was close. She felt his warm breath on her cheek and breathed in his scent, her heart aching with relief. She was home, and she was with him. He loved her again. An idea worried at the edge of her thoughts. Who was taking care of Leafpool? Alderheart and Jayfeather were both at her nest. Was her sister already awake? Squirrelflight craned to see. Leafpool? Jayfeather moved and blocked her gaze. Leafpool! Alarm sparked in Squirrelflight's belly as she recognized the sweet, sickly scent for what it was. Flailing her paws, she pushed him away. She ignored the pain piercing her leg and struggled to the side of her nest. Leafpool lay limp in her nest. Horror hollowed her belly as she realized her sister's blank, cloudy gaze could mean only one thing. Leafpool was dead. Leafpool! She heard herself wail, as though hearing an owl hoot way off in the forest. It couldn't be true. Grief seemed to rise up like a flood from the earth and drag her once more into darkness. Leafpool! She opened her eyes. Her pain was gone. Squirrelflight? Leafpool was leaning over her. Sunshine sparkled around her. You came back. Relief swamped Squirrelflight. She scrambled to her paws and pressed her cheek against Leafpool's. I thought I'd lost you, but you're here. Soft grass rippled around her paws. Meadows stretched away on every side, dazzling in bright daylight. She stiffened and pulled away as she understood. This was StarClan's territory. She blinked at Leafpool. Did I die too? Not yet. Leafpool's eyes shone with love. Stars studded her pelt so that she glittered like the moon pool. Squirrelflight stared at her, grief tearing at her heart. But you did. Her words were no more than a whisper. I'm glad to be here. Leafpool's eyes glistened. I have so many friends here. But you have friends in ThunderClan. Squirrelflight stared at her. Could she really be glad to be dead? They'll join me eventually. Leafpool looked across the meadow. Firestar and Sandstorm were padding toward them, Hollyleaf beside them. Squirrelflight's thoughts whirled. Why am I here? Am I going to die? Bramblestar's scent still lingered on her tongue. I want to go back. Be patient, Leafpool murmured. You can't change what will happen by wishing. Firestar reached them, Sandstorm and Hollyleaf at his side.
She might be able to change this.
He blinked calmly at Squirrelflight. Leafpool looked puzzled. What do you mean?
Jayfeather and Alderheart's herbs are working.
Firestar held Squirrelflight's gaze.
She can live if she fights, but her spirit must be willing to go back.
Of course I want to go back. Squirrelflight pricked her ears eagerly. Sandstorm's gaze was dark. You were badly hurt, she told Squirrelflight. You can choose to live, but your life in ThunderClan might be very different from the one you know now. What if your injured leg doesn't heal properly? You'll have a limp. Will you be able to be deputy? Will Bramblestar want you as deputy? You defied his authority when you helped the sisters. I know this is hard to hear, but what if he doesn't want you, even as a mate? That's why I have to go back. Squirrelflight stared at her mother. I don't care what happens. I have to make things right with my clan and with Bramblestar. And my kits are there. You have kits here, too, Sandstorm pressed. You'll be able to care for Juniper Kit and Dandelion Kit, and Leafpool will be here. Don't you remember what I told you after your apprentice ceremony? As long as you have each other, you'll both stand tall. Squirrelflight flicked her tail. What's the good in standing tall in StarClan? ThunderClan needs me. Lionblaze and Jayfeather need me. If Leafpool is dead, I can't let them lose me, too. Sandstorm's eyes glistened. I don't want you to suffer any more than you have. Look how happy Briarlight is here. You don't want to return to a life like hers, do you? Sandstorm's eyes rounded imploringly. Didn't you promise that you wouldn't let anything drive you and Leafpool apart? She glanced at Leafpool. Why not join her here? Then you'll always be together. You'll be safe. Firestar touched his nose to Sandstorm's cheek.
Squirrelflight must make her own decision, he mewed softly, just as she's always done.
Leafpool's star-speckled fur rippled along her spine. Death won't separate us. Squirrelflight's heart twisted as Leafpool met her gaze. We promised always to stick together, and it won't be any different now. If you go back, I'll watch over you, and one day we'll be together again. Squirrelflight's throat tightened. I'll miss you, she whispered. We've been apart before, Leafpool told her. It only made our relationship stronger. Squirrelflight closed her eyes for a moment. Leaving Leafpool would be hard. If I can go back, perhaps you can too, if you try. She blinked hopefully at her sister. Leafpool shook her head. ThunderClan doesn't need me. I know I'll be missed, but Jayfeather and Alderheart can take care of all the Medicine Cat duties. Jayfeather and Lionblaze will still have you. I'll be happy here. I feel like I've come home. She blinked lovingly at Firestar and Sandstorm, then looked at Hollyleaf and purred. I've been away from them too long. Firestar tipped his head to one side and blinked at Squirrelflight.
Are you going back?
Yes.
I'm proud of you,
he mewed. She lifted her chin. My clan needs me.
They're lucky to have you.
He narrowed his eyes.
But you must tell them to turn toward StarClan, not away from us. We can help.
Squirrelflight blinked at him. We're not turning away from StarClan. What did he mean? You've been quiet lately, that's all. We've been listening for messages that don't come.
Perhaps you haven't been listening hard enough.
Firestar flicked his tail. Squirrelflight frowned. Had the clans been missing the signs StarClan had sent them?
She knew now how hard it was to communicate with the living.
We'll try harder to hear you.
She touched her nose to Firestar's muzzle.
I must go now. Bramblestar will be wondering what happened.
She brushed her mother's cheek with her own.
Tell Dandelion Kit and Juniper Kit that I'll be back, and when Bramblestar joins us, we'll be a family.
Take care. Sandstorm pulled away and blinked anxiously at Squirrelflight.
Whatever happens, be brave.
I will.
Squirrelflight turned to Leafpool.
I'm sorry I have to leave you.
I understand why you do.
Leafpool mewed.
Tell Jayfeather and Lionblaze that I always loved them with a mother's love, and I always will. Tell them I'm sorry for the lie. I was trying to protect them, not hurt them. I'll never forgive myself for the pain I caused, and I'll be watching over them. And you.
She ran her tail along Squirrelflight's spine.
Even when you feel I'm a long way away.
Squirrelflight gazed at her sister, fixing a picture of her in her mind, her eyes bright, her pelt sparkling, a purr in her throat. She wanted to remember this, if she was going back to bury her body.
Okay,
she nodded at Firestar.
I'm ready.
She glanced across the meadow, looking for the pond. Firestar seemed to guess what she was thinking.
You don't need to swim back this time. StarClan is ready to let you go. Close your eyes.
Squirrelflight closed her eyes and saw brightness. The blue of the sky seemed to swirl down and wrap her in a dazzling embrace. The ground disappeared from beneath her paws. As she fell, memories flashed in her thoughts.
Squirrel Kit, come and play!
She was in the ThunderClan nursery, back in the old forest. Leaf Kit was calling to her from the entrance.
Be careful!
Sandstorm called as Squirrelflight raced into the clearing, chasing Leaf Kit.
You can't catch me!
Leaf Kit glanced over her shoulder, her pelt fluffed with excitement.
Yes, I can!
Heart quickening, Squirrelflight hared after her, the wind in her fur. The camp seemed to shift, and suddenly, Leafpaw was standing beside her. They were apprentices again. Leafpaw purred.
I can call you Squirrel Face if you like.
Squirrelflight blinked at her.
You haven't called me Squirrel Face in moons.
Her heart ached with longing.
Come on!
Leafpaw padded across the clearing toward Cinderpelt and Dustpelt.
Let's tell them to hurry up.
This wasn't what had happened.
We waited for them to finish talking.
Squirrelflight hurried after her. Were Leafpaw's memories different from hers?
Hurry up!
Leafpaw whisked her tail as she reached Cinderpelt.
I've got so much to learn. We have to hurry. I won't be around forever.
As Cinderpelt turned, the forest blurred and then flashed into focus once more. She was in the lake camp now, and Brambleclaw was glaring at her.
Couldn't you have told me the truth?
She remembered his words. They were seared into her heart. He was talking about the lie she and Leafpool had told about Jayfeather, Lionblaze, and Hollyleaf. She told him they were his kits.
He'd been so angry. It was never my secret to tell, she breathed. Leafpool had so much to lose.
She lost everything anyway,
Brambleclaw snarled.
No, I didn't.
Relief washed Squirrelflight's pelt as she heard Leafpool's mew. Her sister was facing Brambleclaw, pride rippling through her fur.
I watched my kits grow into fine warriors, and I still serve my clan with all my heart.
And suddenly, they were older, lying in the warmth of the setting sun.
You said you were going to be clan leader.
Leafpool swished her tail over the ground.
We were going to rule the whole forest and be the most powerful cats who ever lived.
Squirrelflight purred as the memory warmed her.
We were very young.
She gazed across the clearing to where Lionblaze and Jayfeather were sharing a rabbit with Sparkpelt and Alderheart. Bramblestar was scrambling down the rock tumble toward them. Leafpool got to her paws.
Take care of them.
She blinked lovingly at Squirrelflight.
and padded away. As Leaf Pool faded into shadow, Squirrel Flight closed her eyes. She felt solid earth beneath her and bracken sticking into her pelt. She was home. Goodbye, Leaf Pool. Her sister had been her best friend. Without her, ThunderClan would never feel the same. Grief pulled at her heart as she drifted into darkness. I'll miss you.
Chapter 28. Can you hear me?
Squirrelflight felt Alderheart's breath on her muzzle. Like a drowning kit dragging itself from the water, she struggled into consciousness. Her head throbbed, pain burned in her leg. But it felt easier now, as though the fox had loosened its grip. She opened her eyes. Alderheart was staring at her, hope glittering in his eyes. He pricked his ears as she met his gaze.
Hi, she croaked weakly.
Jayfeather, Alderheart called out without taking his gaze from hers. She's awake! I'll fetch Bramblestar.
Squirrelflight heard the brambles rustle, and light flicked on the roof of the medicine den.
He'll be here in a moment, Alderheart told her gently. How do you feel?
Like I've fallen off a cliff.
Squirrelflight tried to prop herself up on her front paws, but she didn't have the strength, and they crumpled beneath her. Her belly tightened as she recalled Sandstorm's words. You may never fully recover. She looked at Alderheart, searching his gaze.
How badly am I hurt?
He ran his paws quickly over her flank and down each leg.
Can you feel that?
Yes,
she grunted as he lifted her hind paw.
Can you push against me?
She stretched her leg against his paw, wincing. He lowered it gently and tried the other paws in turn, asking her to push each time.
Any pain?
Only my hind leg, she told him, and my head.
Alderheart nodded.
That's what we thought, but we couldn't be sure until you woke up.
He peered into her eyes as though searching for something.
Do you know where you are?
In the ThunderClan medicine den.
Do you know who I am?
Of course. How could I forget my own kit?
He looked relieved.
You're going to be fine.
He sat back on his haunches.
You've wrenched your hind leg, and there was some swelling to your head and body where the rocks hit you, but it's starting to go down.
Squirrelflight was hardly listening. Her injuries didn't matter. She peered over the side of her nest.
Is Leaf Pool still here?
Alderheart straightened.
She...
He hesitated, alarm flashing in his eyes.
We moved her. I'm afraid.
It's okay.
She wanted to save him the pain of breaking the news. Her mew thickened as she swallowed back grief.
I know she's dead.
How?
He blinked at her in surprise. I saw her when I woke up last time. Her eyes. Her mew trailed away. She didn't want to remember. Should she tell him that she'd been in StarClan with her sister just a moment ago? Paw steps sounded outside, and Bramblestar crashed through the brambles at the entrance.
She's awake?
Fear glittered in his gaze.
Is she okay? She will be.
Alderheart moved aside, and Squirrelflight met Bramblestar's gaze. Her heart leaped as his face softened. He suddenly looked like the young warrior she'd fallen in love with. As he rushed toward her, she stretched out her muzzle, breathing in the warmth and the scent of him as he pressed his cheek against hers. He began to lick her head, as urgent and as gentle as a mother lapping her kit. She purred.
I'm sorry I scared you.
Don't be sorry.
He pulled away and looked into her eyes.
Don't be sorry for anything. I was so worried. I love you so much. We should never have let things get so bad. I'll never let it happen again.
Squirrelflight tried again to push herself up, finding enough strength this time to hoist herself into an awkward sitting position. She saw Lionblaze hesitating beside Jayfeather at the entrance.
Hi, Lionblaze.
He shifted his paws, as though he didn't know what to say.
I'm glad you're okay.
He looked relieved,
and then his gaze flitted to Leafpool's empty nest. It darkened.
I know about Leafpool. She pushed herself higher. I know you'll miss her as much as I will.
Lionblaze met her gaze. She saw conflict there, as though he wasn't sure what to feel.
How hard it must be not to know which mother was his true mother. One had kitted him, and one had raised him. Which one should he love?
Surely there was a place in his heart for both of them.
He looked away.
It was a dumb accident, he growled. We should have let the sisters move in their own time. That land wasn't worth dying for.
Bramblestar's tail twitched.
What's done is done, he murmured.
Squirrelflight didn't want to think about it. Of course it was dumb. That was what she'd been telling them all along. But what was the point in saying so now? She glanced past Lionblaze expectantly.
Did Sparkpelt come too?
Jayfeather crossed the den briskly.
She's feeding her kits.
He avoided her gaze.
Worry sparked in Squirrelflight's pelt. Is she okay?
She's healthy.
Jayfeather leaned into the nest and sniffed her injured leg.
We can make you a splint, he told her, to help you get around.
Squirrelflight didn't care about splints.
Are the kits well? She pressed.
Bramblestar purred.
They're very well, he told her. They want to explore outside the nursery already. Poor Daisy is exhausted.
And Sparkpelt? Was she playing with them yet?
She's had a hard moon, Bramblestar mewed. But she'll come around, I'm sure. She just needs a little more time. Seeing you get well will cheer her up.
I'll be better in no time.
Squirrelflight shifted until she sat up straight. She winced as pain shot through her hind leg.
I'll get you some poppy seeds.
Alderheart hurried to the herb store.
Thanks.
Squirrelflight glanced around the den. Lionblaze had padded closer, and Bramblestar was smoothing the bracken inside her nest. Jayfeather followed Alderheart to the store.
You might as well fetch her some comfrey while you're there,
he mewed.
We can wrap her leg in it before we attach the splint.
She purred. It was good to be back.
I'm glad you woke up before her vigil.
Bramblestar helped Squirrelflight from the medicine den. Dusk was turning into night, and the camp was bathed in shadow.
We couldn't have buried her without you.
Leaning on him heavily, Squirrelflight tried not to betray the pain jabbing her wrenched leg. The splint helped, but she still couldn't put weight on her hind paw, and the smell of the comfrey leaves bound around her leg was making her queasy. She could see Leafpool now, lying in the middle of the clearing. Millie looked up as Squirrelflight reached them. Their clanmates were ringed around the body, murmuring softly to one another as they waited for the vigil to begin.
We will miss her, Millie told Squirrelflight softly. Thank you.
Squirrelflight dipped her head.
She looks so peaceful.
She waved Bramblestar back with her tail and limped to Leafpool's stiff, lifeless body, comforted by the thought that, in StarClan, Leafpool would be racing across meadows, warmed by endless sunshine. She felt the gazes of her clanmates flitting around her like moths, and wondered if they'd forgiven her for helping the sisters. No one had called her a traitor, but that was what they must have thought when she'd emerged from Moonlight's den. She looked at Bramblestar uncertainly, seeking reassurance. He gazed lovingly back, as though he could see only her. Graystripe caught her eye and nodded to her from the edge of the clearing. Thornclaw blinked at her fondly.
They had forgiven her.
Grateful, she sat down, carefully easing her wrenched leg to one side. The moon shone in a soft blue evening sky as Bramblestar padded forward and silenced the murmuring of his clanmates with a flick of his tail.
Leafpool was a loyal and dedicated medicine cat. She helped her clanmates when they were sick and watched over them when they were well. She couldn't mother her kits, and so she mothered all of you.
His gaze swept around the clan, and Squirrelflight saw her clanmates dipping their heads in agreement.
She wouldn't sleep if she knew any cat was suffering,
and would go without food or rest to care for her clan. She fought for what she believed in and protected those who couldn't protect themselves. ThunderClan, we'll miss her. We were lucky to have her.
Millie padded forward and touched her nose to Leafpool's pelt. Leafpool cared for Briarlight better than any cat. She made sure her life was long and comfortable, despite her broken spine. She would sit up all night when Briarlight was in pain, talking to her and sharing stories to keep her spirits up. She thought up new exercises and games that would keep Briarlight healthy, and at the end, Leafpool never left her side. Emotion glistened in the old she-cat's eyes. I hope they will hunt together in StarClan. As she stepped back, Alderheart padded to Leafpool's side. I was lucky to have Leafpool as a mentor. She taught me so much about herbs and how to care for my clanmates, not just their bodies, but their spirits. I'll miss her skill and wisdom, and I'll miss her friendship more. He looked expectantly at Jayfeather. Jayfeather pricked his ears as the clan fell silent. Jayfeather, Alderheart prompted, do you want to speak? Jayfeather huffed.
Do you want me to say what a great medicine cat she was, or what a great mother she was?
There was bitterness in his mew. It clawed at Squirrelflight's heart, but she forced her pelt to stay smooth. Say whatever you want, Jayfeather. Jayfeather flicked his tail.
She was a good medicine cat. She trained me well, and I loved her for it.
He frowned.
Then I discovered she was my mother, and that she'd lied to me since I was born. Hollyleaf died defending her lie, even though Leafpool had abandoned us.
On the other side of the clearing, Lionblaze bristled. He glared at Jayfeather.
What else could she do? Tell the truth? Then what?
The Golden Warrior's eyes flashed.
Did you want her to give up being a medicine cat for you? Would you give up being a medicine cat for anyone?
He flattened his ears when Jayfeather didn't answer.
No, I thought not.
Jayfeather eyed him angrily.
You didn't give me a chance to finish. I was about to say that I forgave her, eventually. Even though I could never love her as a mother after what she'd done, I respected her as a medicine cat and loved her as a clanmate.
He narrowed his eyes.
Don't pretend you loved her any more than I did.
Lionblaze's eyes glittered with grief.
I wish I'd loved her more.
His mew was husky.
She deserved to be loved. She was loyal and good. Kind.
Squirrelflight's eyes pricked. She was loved. She got to her paws, wincing at the pain. I loved her. Her final act was to save a litter of kits. They were the kits of an outsider, a stranger to our land and to our code. But Leafpool saw every life as important, and she died saving something she cherished most of all. Kits. She glanced at Jayfeather and Lionblaze. She told me to tell you that she always loved you as your mother, and she always will. She only lied to protect you. Lionblaze looked at his paws. Jayfeather gazed blindly into the gathering darkness as Squirrelflight went on. She said that she'd never forgive herself for the pain she caused you, but I hope she finds peace in StarClan because she deserves to be happy. Night hid her clanmates in shadow, but she could see their eyes glistening in the moonlight. Leafpool was the best littermate I could have had. I will miss her so much, but I know that she will always be with me, watching from StarClan. As she finished, a breeze sent leaves showering into the clearing. They drifted down, as pale in the moonlight as Leafpool's amber eyes. Is she sending me a message? Squirrelflight looked at the stars, her heart pricking with hope. Even though Leafpool was in StarClan, Squirrelflight knew she wasn't very far away. Chapter 29 Squirrelflight nosed her way into the nursery.
It had been a long night, and she was stiff from sitting vigil beside Leafpool's body. Bramblestar had sat with her, pressing close to protect her from the chill. It had felt good to spend the time with Leafpool, to breathe in her scent for the last time, and honor her memory with their clanmates. Bramblestar was helping to bury her now. Squirrelflight had chosen the spot in a quiet grove where Leafpool had loved to gather thyme. Daisy sprawled near the nursery entrance, letting Flamekit clamber over her. Quivering with excitement, Finchkit pressed her belly to the ground, and like a warrior stalking prey, watched Daisy's tail flicking back and forth.
Squirrelflight!
Flamekit's happy mew jerked her from her thoughts. The black tomkit raced toward her and rubbed around her legs, purring. Finchkit looked up, pricking her ears.
Are you better now?
She asked. I am, Squirrelflight told her. Flamekit sniffed at the splint on her hind leg.
Why have you got this?
It's to support my leg while it heals.
Does it hurt?
Finchkit sniffed the splint, too. It's sore, but it'll improve in a few days. Squirrelflight glanced across the den. Sparkpelt lay in her nest, her chin hanging listlessly over the edge. Stormcloud was with her, pushing a mouse a little closer to her muzzle.
Just try a bit, he murmured. It might help you feel better.
Sparkpelt didn't look at him.
Why would I want that?
Your kits need you.
Stormcloud edged the mouse a little nearer.
I'm feeding them, aren't I?
Sparkpelt pushed the mouse away.
Which means you need more food, not less.
Stormcloud's eyes darkened with worry.
You must be hungry. You hardly ate yesterday.
Daisy sat up. He's been coming every day, she whispered to Squirrelflight, trying to persuade her to eat and cheer her up. She sighed softly.
I'm beginning to think he's wasting his time.
Does she ever play with the kits? Squirrelflight asked quietly.
She only gets out of her nest to make dirt.
Daisy shook her head sadly. If she doesn't take an interest in the kits soon, they're going to think I'm their mother. Squirrelflight lifted her chin. What could she say to help Sparkpelt out of her grief? She crossed the den and stopped beside Sparkpelt's nest.
I thought you might come to the vigil,
she mewed softly, trying to catch Sparkpelt's eye. Sparkpelt stared at the ground.
I've had enough of vigils, she growled.
Let's hope it's the last for a while,
Stormcloud meowed darkly.
Vigils are a part of a warrior's life,
Squirrelflight told him briskly. You can't wish them away. You have to deal with them as they come. She looked sternly at Sparkpelt.
You can't let grief spoil what you still have.
Sparkpelt didn't react.
Your kits are a blessing, Squirrelflight went on. You should enjoy them while you can. They'll be grown before you know it.
Sparkpelt stared ahead blankly as Flamekit and Finchkit chased each other between Daisy's legs.
I saw Larksong,
Squirrelflight mewed softly. Sparkpelt jerked up her head.
Where?
When I was hurt, Squirrelflight told her. I saw him in StarClan.
You were never in StarClan,
Sparkpelt grunted. She circled in her nest, tramping the bracken into a fresh hollow before slumping heavily into it.
You're making it up to make me feel better.
He had Flickerkit with him, Squirrelflight pressed.
Flickerkit?
That's what he named your kit. Squirrelflight searched her daughter's gaze, searching for a glimmer of happiness.
Sparkpelt lifted her chin. Interest sparked in her emerald eyes. That's the name we chose for him. No one knew it but me and Larksong.
Larksong told me to tell you he loves you, and he's okay. He's going to look after Flickerkit until you join them. And he wants you to be happy. He wants you to make a good life without him. He doesn't want you to grieve. Sparkpelt stared at her mother, her gaze suddenly far away. Squirrelflight's heart ached as her daughter's eyes glistened. She wished she could make her pain go away, but she knew Sparkpelt must face it alone. Time would help, and love. She called to the kits,
Come play with your mother.
Flamekit looked at her, puzzled.
But Daisy likes playing with us. Sparkpelt just wants to sleep.
Sparkpelt sat up.
No, I don't,
she mewed earnestly.
Not anymore.
Squirrelflight pricked her ears. It was the first flash of energy her daughter had shown since Larksong's death. She hurried to Flamekit and scooped him up by his scruff.
Hey!
Flamekit churned his paws in the air as Squirrelflight carried him across the den.
I was playing with Finchkit!
Squirrelflight dropped him in front of Sparkpelt.
Finchkit can come too,
she beckoned his sister over. Sparkpelt blinked nervously at her kits, as though she didn't know what to do. Here. Stormcloud quickly tore a lump of moss from her nest and rolled it into a ball. He bowled it past the kits. Flamekit leaped after it instantly, his pelt fluffing with excitement. Finchkit's eyes rounded with determination. She lunged for the ball and knocked it away. Squirrelflight nodded to Sparkpelt.
Go on, she encouraged.
Sparkpelt hesitated, then reached out a paw and scooped the moss ball away from the kits. They turned on her, pelts prickling with indignation.
That was ours, Finchkit told her. Then you'd better catch it.
Sparkpelt knocked the moss ball across the den floor. Squeaking happily, Flamekit and Finchkit chased after it. Sparkpelt's eyes glowed. She hurried after her kits and hooked the ball away again, this time tossing it high above their heads. Flamekit leaped for it, spinning as he jumped.
Great catch!
Sparkpelt mewed as he snatched the moss ball from the air.
Throw it again!
Finchkit stared eagerly at her mother.
I want to catch it too!
Sparkpelt purred and threw the moss ball high, watching proudly as Finchkit batted it away before it hit the ground.
You're going to be great hunters, she told them. Can we go and practice on real prey?
Finchkit blinked at her.
Not yet.
Sparkpelt's eyes were bright now.
But we can go outside if you like.
It's a perfect day for chasing leaves, Stormcloud told her.
Outside the den?
Flamekit's pelt bushed with excitement. Finchkit stuck her tail in the air and marched to the den entrance.
I'm going first. No, you're not.
Flamekit haired after and tried to barge past as she reached the opening in the brambles. Finchkit pushed him away and scrambled out of the den.
Be nice.
Purring now, Sparkpelt hurried after them.
And fluff out your fur properly. It's chilly outside.
Stormcloud watched her go.
Do you think she's going to be okay?
It will take time. Hope glimmered in Squirrelflight's chest. But with the help of her kits and her clan, she'll find a way to get over Larksong's death. She ducked out of the den. Flamekit and Finchkit were already chasing across the clearing as the wind whisked a leaf ahead of them. Sparkpelt bounded after them, her tail fluffed with excitement as a fresh flurry of leaves showered down, and the kits leaped for them, squealing with delight. Squirrelflight sat down to rest her leg. Why had she wanted kits of her own so much? There would always be kits in the clan. It didn't matter that they weren't hers. The clan was like kin, and their kits would be her kits, too. The sisters weren't the only cats to believe that a kit belonged to every cat. Had she forgotten that warriors had been helping to raise one another's kits for moons? She purred to herself. That would never change. A brisk wind swished through the branches above the camp. Fluffing out her fur, Squirrelflight headed toward the entrance. For the first time since she'd left the medicine den, her hind leg felt strong enough for her to make the journey to Sky Clan's camp. She wanted to see how Moonlight was doing. Had the sisters moved on? She quickened her pace. She hoped not. She wanted to speak to them one last time before they left. She waited at the border until she spotted Hawkwing, Sparrowpelt, and Blossomheart moving through the undergrowth a tree length away.
Hawkwing!
Her mew rang between the trees. Hawkwing turned his broad face toward her. He pricked his ears.
Hi, Squirrelflight.
He
He hurried over, while Sparrowpelt and Blossomheart sniffed at the roots of an alder.
It's good to see you.
His gaze flitted over her.
Are you well?
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry about your loss.
His reminder sent fresh tremors of grief through her heart. She's in StarClan now. It was a reminder to herself as much as him. She's happy.
I've come to see the sisters.
They've moved to a temporary camp on the edge of our territory.
He nodded between the trees. Squirrelflight followed his gaze.
Do you think they'll mind if I visit? I want to see how Moonlight is doing.
Moonlight is dead.
Squirrelflight's breath caught in her throat.
But Frecklewish and Fidgetflake were taking care of her.
They did their best.
Hawkwing's gaze was dark.
But she was too badly injured in the battle.
His tail twitched angrily.
4 clans against a small group of loners. I'm just glad SkyClan wasn't involved.
Shame washed Squirrelflight's pelt. She wanted to apologize for her clan's part in the attack, but she knew Bramblestar had only done what he thought was right at the time.
I hope next time ThunderClan won't be involved either.
Let's hope there isn't a next time.
Hawkwing looked toward his camp.
The sisters will be moving on once Moonlight's kits are weaned. Violetshine is feeding them, since none of the sisters can. We'll probably be in our new camp by the time they leave.
Then the battle was for nothing. Squirrelflight blinked at him. We could have waited until they left, and Moonlight would still be alive. Anger surged beneath her pelt.
You want to see them? Tempest and Snow are in our camp right now.
I'd like to talk to them before they go, Squirrelflight told him. I want to tell them I'm sorry for their loss. Moonlight will be missed.
Hawkwing nodded her across the border.
You can speak to them there and meet Moonlight's kits. They're growing fast.
Squirrelflight blinked at him gratefully. Thanks. He called to Blossomheart and Sparrowpelt.
Carry on hunting,
he told them.
I'll catch up with you once I've seen Squirrelflight to the camp.
Blossomheart flicked her tail without looking up. She was stalking something between the brambles. Hawkwing led Squirrelflight toward the camp.
Do you think you'll like your new territory?
Squirrelflight asked.
Yes.
Hawkwing ducked under a low branch.
It's fine land, and there's good hunting there. I'm looking forward to getting out of the forest. I never could get used to living in the dark.
He purred teasingly.
You and ShadowClan live like owls.
We'll be warm in Leaf Bear, she told him.
So will we.
Hawkwing shook out his pelt.
That valley seems pretty sheltered. I can see why the sisters chose it.
They were nearing the camp now. SkyClan scents washed Squirrelflight's muzzle. She could smell the sisters, too. Snow's scent hung in the air at the entrance. Squirrelflight ducked through it after Hawkwing and padded into the SkyClan camp. Leafstar was sharing a rabbit with Harrybrook and Sandynose at the far end of the clearing. She looked up as Squirrelflight crossed the camp.
Welcome.
She got to her paws.
Hi.
Squirrelflight dipped her head politely as Leafstar reached her.
Hawkwing told me about Moonlight.
I was sorry that she died. Leafstar glanced toward the nursery. Violetshine was tugging old bedding outside, while Rootkit and Needlekit chased after the trailing bracken. Snow was outside, curled around 2 gray fluffy kits, while Tempest washed a 3rd gray kit, who mewled in complaint.
I'm not dirty,
the kit wailed indignantly.
You've got moss stains behind your ears,
Tempest told him between laps. Can I speak to Snow and Tempest? Squirrelflight's heart quickened.
Of course.
Leafstar nodded and turned back toward her meal. Take as long as you like. Snow looked up as Squirrelflight neared, her eyes shining. The gray fluffy kits clambered over her flank and charged away. They flung themselves onto the bedding Violetshine was dragging.
Don't make a nuisance of yourselves, Snow called after them.
It's okay.
Rootkit began to help Violetshine haul the bracken to the edge of the clearing, while Needlekit bounced around it, making faces at the 2 younger kits.
I want to play, too,
The third kid ducked away from Tempest and raced toward the others. Tempest watched him go, her eyes shining. "He's going to be trouble," she mewed affectionately.
"He's a Tom,"
Snow joked as she got to her paws. She nodded to Squirrel Flight.
"I'm glad to see you looking so well."
"You too." Squirrel Flight felt a surge of fondness for the white she-cat. "Moonlight's kits look happy here."
"They are," Snow told her. "It's good of Violet Shine to feed them."
"But we want to leave as soon as we can, to make sure they don't become warriors," Tempest mewed. Squirrel Flight understood. Warriors had killed their leader. "I'm sorry to hear about Moonlight." Snow's gaze glistened with sadness.
"She died defending her kits," she mewed. "It was an honorable way to die.
Besides, we still see her."
"Of course."
Squirrel Flight's pelt prickled. The sisters could see the dead. "Do you talk to her?"
"Yes." Snow brightened. "She wanted me to thank you for saving her kits from the landslide, and for trying to save us from your clanmates. It was a courageous thing to do."
"I'm sorry it turned into a battle." Squirrel Flight blinked at her earnestly. "I wish I could have persuaded the clans to wait." "You did what you could," Tempest shrugged. "They have our land now, which is what they wanted. I just hope it brings them the peace that they're looking for." She looked doubtful. Snow shook her head.
"Toms never want peace," she sniffed. "We're better off without them."
"Some Toms like to fight," Squirrel Flight mewed quickly. "But Bramblestar never wanted it to go so far. He was outnumbered by the other clans."
"At least you stood up for us," Tempest mewed. "Even though you were outnumbered too."
There was an edge to Snow's mew.
"We know what it cost you."
Her gaze darkened.
"Tree told us about Leafpool. We're sorry she died. Our kits owe her their lives. Sunrise does too."
She glanced toward the kits, who were chasing Rootkit and Needlekit across the clearing.
"Moonlight will always be grateful."
"Where will you go?" Squirrel Flight asked.
"Moonlight says we should head across the lake," Snow told her. "Beyond the moors. We haven't been there before."
"Will she travel with you?" Squirrel Flight wondered if dead cats could wander wherever they pleased.
"For a while," Snow murmured. "Until the kits are grown. She'll move on then."
"Where will she go?" Did the sisters have their own version of Star Clan? Snow shrugged.
"Who knows?"
Her gaze flitted past Squirrel Flight. Tree was approaching.
"Hi, Squirrel Flight." He pricked his ears happily. "It's good to see you looking well."
"Will you escort me to the border?" Squirrel Flight nodded to the camp entrance. It was time she got back to her clan. Sparkpelt was going to give Finchkit and Flamekit their first taste of mouse, and she wanted to be there to see if they enjoyed it.
"Sure."
Tree whisked his tail. "Travel safely." Squirrel Flight dipped her head to Snow and Tempest.
"Thanks for everything you did."
Snow blinked. Tempest shifted her paws. "You didn't ask what we'd named the kits." Squirrel Flight pricked her ears. "What?" Snow purred.
"Leaf, Squirrel, and Moon."
Squirrel Flight's pelt pricked self-consciously. "I'm honored." She wondered if Leafpool was watching. Did she know that the sisters had named a kit after her? "Thank you." She padded away, Tree at her side. As they ducked out of camp, he looked at her eagerly.
"I'm so glad I didn't have to deliver your message."
His pelt prickled, as though remembering made him nervous.
"I didn't think you'd make it. I've never spoken to a ghost that wasn't dead before."
"Do you see Moonlight now?" Tree fluffed out his fur.
"I don't want to," he grunted. "She abandoned me in life. Why should I have to put up with her in death?"
Squirrel Flight heard bitterness in his mew. "But you're sorry she's dead, right?"
"Of course."
Tree followed the track around a swath of bracken.
"Her kits deserve to have a mother, even if only for a short while."
"They'll have the sisters."
"I guess."
Tree stared along the trail.
but Rootkit and Needlekit will have a father and a mother for as long as they need them, and if they're in trouble, they'll always have a clan to turn to.
Squirrelflight purred. She was glad that Tree seemed to have finally learned to appreciate clan life. You're starting to sound like a warrior. Chapter 30 Squirrelflight gazed at the moon through the fluttering leaves of the great oak. In front of her, the clans murmured softly to one another as their leaders took their places on the lowest branch. She remembered the last gathering, where tempers had flared, and the clans had bayed like foxes for war against the sisters. Now, Moonlight was dead, and so was Leafpool. SkyClan had new territory, and the borders had been redrawn once again. Had those borders been worth 2 deaths? Of course not. She shook out her pelt. "How are Moonlight's kits getting on?" she whispered to Hawkwing, who sat beside her with the other clan deputies at the foot of the oak.
"They're thriving." Hawkwing's eyes sparkled fondly. "They'll be ready to travel in a half moon."
"I expect Violet Shine will miss them."
"She will."
Hawkwing shifted his paws.
"But she'll be glad to lose the sisters. A new mother gets enough advice from her clanmates. She doesn't need extra help from outsiders."
Squirrelflight pressed back a purr. She could imagine that the sisters had strong opinions about raising kits, and they wouldn't be shy about offering them. "Have they helped you settle into their old territory?"
"They showed us where we can find the best hunting and the freshest streams," Hawkwing told her.
"That was kind of them, after what happened."
"SkyClan didn't attack their camp."
Hawkwing's gaze flashed reproachfully toward the ShadowClan and WindClan warriors moving in the moonlight in front of him.
"I think the sisters respect us for it."
Squirrelflight followed his gaze, searching for a glimmer of shame in the eyes of the warriors. They had killed a queen who'd been protecting the kits she'd just given birth to. Her pelt prickled with fresh anger. They'd behaved more like rogues than warriors. "Do you think the clans will ever admit they were wrong to do what they did?"
"I think it's best forgotten."
Hawkwing swished his tail.
"It can't be undone."
Dust showered from the branch above as Leafstar stepped forward and addressed the clans. "SkyClan has moved to our new territory. We've almost finished building our camp. There is plenty of prey. We haven't seen any foxes or snakes inside the borders, but the clan is on high alert while we adapt to the new landscape."
"What about the sisters?"
Scorchfur called from among the ShadowClan cats.
"Have they left yet?"
Leafstar glared at the ShadowClan warrior.
"How can they leave when you killed the mother of their newborn kits? Some cat must nurse them. We owe them that much after murdering their mother."
"It wasn't murder," Strikestone bristled. "It was a battle."
"A battle for land we could have had in a moon if we'd simply waited." Leafstar's hackles lifted.
Tigerstar's ears twitched. "The sisters may stay on clan territory until the kits are weaned,"
he meowed, his gaze unreadable.
"They no longer pose a threat to the clans."
Squirrelflight flexed her claws.
"They never did."
Tigerstar's gaze flashed toward her.
"They managed to turn you against your clan."
"That's not true."
Shock sparked beneath her pelt.
"Then why did you warn them about our patrol?"
he snapped.
"We found you in their camp."
"I was worried about Moonlight's kits," Squirrelflight shot back, "and with good reason."
"Squirrelflight would never betray her clan."
Bramblestar's yowl took Squirrelflight by surprise. The ThunderClan leader stared at the gathered cats, his eyes glittering with indignation. Then he dipped his head.
"But let's not argue. Each clan has enough territory to see them through Leafbear. We've done what we set out to do. We may never agree on how we did it, but it's in the past now. We can't change what happened."
The clans shifted uneasily as a soft murmur rippled through the crowd. Bramblestar went on, his fur smoothing.
"Moonlight's death was regrettable, but SkyClan has done what it can, offering shelter to her kits until they are strong enough to travel. One of our clanmates died, saving them too. We should honor her. She died trying to save others, which is how she lived.
Squirrel Flight's throat tightened as the clans fell silent. Puddleshine's eyes glistened with grief. Among the WindClan cats, she saw warriors dip their heads.
Leafpool will be remembered for as long as there are warriors to remember her.
Willowshine's mew rang in the chilly night air. Murmurs of agreement rippled through the clans. Kestrel Flight lifted his muzzle.
She will find peace in StarClan.
Leafpool.
Jayfeather called her name to the stars.
Leafpool!
Kestrel Flight echoed his mew.
Leafpool! Leafpool!
Her name spread through the clans as others began to chant, their voices lifting like a breeze into the night sky.
Squirrel Flight shivered. She'd never realized how respected Leafpool was among the other clans. Beside her, Crowfeather was staring ahead, grimly silent, as though fighting back emotion. She saw his pelt ripple and felt a twinge of pity. Had he loved Leafpool all this time? What did it matter if he had? She'd lived and died without him. As she pushed the thought away, Bramblestar shifted on the branch above. He nodded toward Squirrel Flight.
My deputy has news to share from StarClan.
Your deputy?
Tigerstar pricked his ears.
What news can she possibly have from StarClan? She's not a medicine cat. The medicine cats say StarClan is still silent.
If you listen, Bramblestar grunted, she'll tell you. Squirrel Flight got to her paws and gazed around the gathered cats.
When I was wounded after the landslide, I spent time in StarClan.
Ears pricked and pelts prickled among the watching cats. She went on, trying to explain.
I was close to death, close enough for StarClan to allow me into their hunting grounds.
She tried not to think about how she'd had to argue for her place there after death.
I was reunited with kin and clanmates, and I spoke with Leafpool. She is happy there, and though she will miss her life in the forest, she was ready to move on.
Surprised murmuring sprung up among the older warriors, who exchanged glances. Squirrel Flight went on.
Firestar gave me a message for the clans. He said, we must turn toward StarClan, not away.
But they don't always answer when we turn to them,
Emberfoot complained. Around him, the other WindClan warriors nodded.
That's true,
Mellownose added. Bramblestar flicked his tail.
StarClan knows what they're doing,
he meowed solemnly.
If they want us to turn toward them, then we will.
And what if they don't answer?
Shimmerpelt fluffed out her glossy pelt. Squirrel Flight gazed around the clans.
Perhaps we haven't been hearing their answers.
She remembered how hard it had been trying to share with the living when she'd only been close to death.
We should try harder to listen.
Puddleshine nodded.
We will listen harder,
he promised.
StarClan will guide us, Willowshine added.
As the gathering broke up and the clans swished away through the long grass, Squirrel Flight hung back, not wanting to leave yet. This was the first gathering she'd been to without her sister. Bramblestar had stopped at the edge of the deserted clearing as Jayfeather, Thornclaw, and Lionblaze followed their clanmates to the tree bridge.
Are you coming?
He called to her.
I need a moment to remember Leafpool, she told him.
Bramblestar padded to join her. His pelt brushed hers as he stood beside her. The wind was chilly, and she leaned against him, relishing his warmth.
I'm glad we're not arguing anymore, she breathed.
So am I.
He touched his muzzle to her ear.
I don't know what I would have done if you'd died. I don't think I could have gone on without you.
Of course you could.
She nuzzled his cheek.
Your clan needs you. I know you would never let them down.
I'm only strong because of you.
A purr throbbed in his throat.
Promise me we'll never argue like that again.
that we'll always talk things out before they get too bad.
She looked into his eyes. You have to trust me, she murmured. You must always know that you and ThunderClan are the most important things to me. I would never let you down.
I know, he breathed, and I'm sorry I ever doubted you. Ever since you were an apprentice, you've challenged me, and it's always made me stronger. You've helped me see things in a different way.
His gaze shone, and she shivered, sensing his love like a breeze enfolding her.
Look!
He looked up.
Is that a new star?
She followed his gaze into the star-specked sky. A bright star glinted among the others. Her heart quickened. Do you think it's her?
Leafpool?
Yes.
I don't know, but I know she's watching over you.
Bramblestar pressed closer. She's watching over the whole clan. A lump pressed in Squirrelflight's throat. She always will.
This is Kathleen McInerney. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Warriors Super Edition, Squirrelflight's Hope by Aaron Hunter, presented by HarperCollins and Harper Audio. This program was produced by Elgin Productions. Executive producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright 2019 by Working Partners Limited. Production copyright 2019 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.